Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. The NYPD and the city are mourning the loss of Detective Brian Simonson today, shot and killed by friendly fire while responding to an armed robbery in Queens. Detective Simonson was not wearing his bulletproof vest at the time. The suspect, ID'd as 27-year-old Christopher Ransom, has a long criminal history, police say, including an arrest for impersonating a police officer back in 2016. The white supremacist convicted of killing a black man in Times Square because of the color of his skin has been sentenced to life without parole. James Jackson admitted to fatally stabbing Timothy Coffin with a sword, all part of an attack he hoped would incite a race war. A city EMT in handcuffs now for allegedly stealing a credit card from a patient who died, then using that card to shop at Macy's. 35-year-old Gabriel Seals was arrested this morning. Police say he ran up more than $1,000 in charges at the end of 2017. The five Catholic dioceses of New Jersey now publicly releasing the names of more than 180 priests who they say have been credibly accused of sexually abusing children. Many of the priests have already died or they've been removed from the clergy. The church did not detail the number or nature of the allegations against the priests. President Trump says he's looking for landmines now, says he's going to give a very close look to the border security legislation, that is, congressional negotiators released earlier this week. But the president says he wants to avoid another government shutdown. And you know who wasn't impressed by Michelle Obama's appearance at the Grammys Sunday night? Her mom. No, Miss Marion. The former first lady shared a text message on social media in which her mother asked if she met any of the real stars at the award show. No, she didn't. 1010 Wins AccuWeather now. Brisk and cold under partly cloudy skies tonight. We'll get to a low of 29 in Midtown. You know mamas will always let you know what's real. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 44, up to 57 degrees Saturday with clouds and a few sunny breaks. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.